W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of My Brother's Keeper by Tim Powers, narrated by Kristin Atherton. What winter floods, what showers of spring, have drenched the grass by night and day. And yet, beneath that spectre ring, unmoved and undiscovered lay. A mute remembrancer of crime, long lost, concealed, forgot for years. It comes at last to cancel time and waken unavailing tears. Emily Bronte. Prologue, 1830. Come walk with me, come walk with me. We were not once so few, but death has stolen our company, as sunshine steals the dew. Emily Bronte. Halfway up the steep, grassy slope, the three children sat down to rest. It was only mid-afternoon, and the sky was clear, but their breaths were steam on the cold spring wind, and the two girls pulled their woolen coats more closely around their shoulders. They were in shade now, for 30 feet farther up the slope stood the imposing stone edifice known as Ponden Kirk, its weathered, striated blocks looking like nothing so much as two stacks of gargantuan petrified books. Its top was level with the western plateau, and a few bare tree branches could be seen up there against the empty blue sky. The boy tipped back his cap. This is exactly how it was in my dream, he assured his sisters. It had been a tiring 3-mile hike from home across the low hills. They had followed sheep tracks and clambered over dry stone walls and waded through broad fields of flowering heather and foxglove and hopped from one flat stone to another across the rushing water of Dean Beck. And this rectangular crag had been a punctuation mark in the otherwise featureless horizon for the last mile. The taller of the two girls took off her straw hat and pushed back her disordered hair. She squinted up at the 20-foot stone monument.
Do we climb it? We could have got round to the top from the north path, by the old foundations.
Though only 12 years old, she had many times walked much further than this across the moors, often alone.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?